So we've been hearing about the glories of the Holy Name. So in this session, there's no PowerPoint. It's a workshop, which means you'll be doing the work. Okay? We heard the glories of the Holy Name from His Holiness Tathagata Swami and from Ramapada Swami, the history of how the name came to be. And then Maharaj said, yesterday he is very good with sutras. He said that we have to make an intention. So for this workshop,
thank you.
I'm going to ask you, first of all, we're going to set an intention. In Sanskrit, the word is sankalpa, sacred intention. So we are going to set an intention. So I'm going to start with asking you a challenging question. Why are you here? Why are you here? I would like you to please pick a partner. Pick someone close to you, you can talk to. So you need, if you don't have a partner, put up your hand, then we'll find you a partner. So can we do this quickly? Otherwise your lunch will be delayed. I'm sorry about the senior devotees, you don't have to participate. So once you find a partner, we want to answer this question, why are you here? Anybody without a partner, you can put up your hand. Anyone without a partner can put up your hand. You can join a group of three. You can make with three people. That'll be fine. So I'm going to give you some talking points. It's not just free for all, right? So first of all, I would like you to think or talk about what is my relationship with the Holy Name now? What is my relationship with my japa right now? Second thing to focus on is, where do I want to go? Where do I see myself in relationship to the Holy Name? Because we heard, Nama Prabhu, the Holy Name is a person, it's Krishna. Where do you want to go in your relationship with Krishna now? And the third thing I want you to talk about is, what steps am I going to take to get from where I am now to where I want to be? What practical steps I'm going to take from where I am now to where I want to be. So I would like you to write that down on your phones or on paper. We have paper and pens if you don't have. It's important to write because when you write, that intention becomes stronger. So I'm going to encourage you to write. And ideally, if you write in your own handwriting, it's very powerful. So I'll give you a few minutes. And what you write is your own. So this is a sacred place. Everyone is at different levels of realization. So what, in terms of your relationship with your partner, when we come to sharing it, we are going to encourage our partner in their sankalpa. That's our aim right now. We set your sankalpa and with addressing these three things. Where am I now in relationship to the Holy Name? Where would I like to be in relationship to Nama Prabhu? And what steps am I going to take? You can start writing now. When you are done, you can put up your hand. This paper there, if someone doesn't have paper or if you don't have a phone. You can use your phones to write on too. Make it more useful tool. You can still start formalizing it. So we are setting the first step of the process that Rita Ruja Maharaj described. We are setting our intention. Where are you now? Why are you here? Where are you now? Where would you like to go? And what steps would you like to take? You can just list the points. Where are you now? Where would you like to go? And what steps are you going to take in order to get there? We learned something during this exercise, right? We have to be prepared. Where am I now? Where do I want to be in relationship with Krishna and the Holy Name? And what steps am I going to take to get there? If someone has an extra pen, would you mind? There's some young devotees here who don't have pens. There's a pen there. There's some people offering pens if you would like. If you are, I'll give you a few more minutes to finish up. If you're not finished, you can Just put up your hand. Where am I now in relationship to the holy name? Where is my current level of chanting? What is my relationship with the holy name? Is it like what Radha Krishna Prabhu said, is it mechanical? Like sabji without salt? Where would you like to be in relationship to the holy name? Where would you like to be ideally with your relationship to the holy name? And what steps will you take? What steps am I going to take? You just have to do one step. We don't have to do a whole bunch. What steps am I going to take in order to get from where I am now to where I want to be? Okay, so now I would like you to turn to your partner and remember this is a space where it is safe. We're going to tell our partner these three things. Where are we now? Where do we want to go? And what steps we are going to do? And the partner's job is to encourage the heck out of you. So it's the partner's job is to encourage the person in their relationship with the holy name. Okay? So once one person has done, then the other person. So you can decide who's going to be one. You can put up all the ones in the relationship, put up your hands. Who's going to be number one? Okay, so the other person by default is number two. Number two goes first. Number two speaks first. So you're sharing with your partner. Your partner's job is to listen and encourage. And when you are done, when number two is done, number one will offer encouragement and then say their intention. Please switch. If you haven't switched partners, it's time to switch. Are we finishing up? If you are not done, put up your hand. If you haven't had a chance, okay. Does anyone need more time? You need more time? Are we doing? Does anyone need more time? Okay, a few more minutes. Okay, has everyone had a chance to share? Anyone has not shared? Everyone has shared. Okay, so we can stop the encouraging now. So, since the deities are now closed and you have an intention, you formed an intention helped by your partner, I would like you to now turn towards Srila Prabhupada and state your intention to him and ask for help. So that's the next step. We are asking for help from Srila Prabhupada that we may fulfill our intention. 30 more seconds to finish your prayers. We'll appeal to Srila Prabhupada that we may fulfill our intention in relationship to the holy name. All right. Thank Srila Prabhupada for his time and turn around. And we'll go to the next step. So we heard that the holy name is a person. And in the Padyavali, it is described that when we chant the holy name, sins tremble. We saw so many references from Rompa Swami this morning about how sins go away when we chant the holy name, Chetva Darpana Marjanam. And all misgivings in the heart, they go away. And Chitragupta starts changing his writing from putting our name in the list of sinners to the names of those who are aspiring for Krishna. So all these things happen in the Padyavali, Rupa Goswami says. So once we set our intention, the next process is how do we get attention? So, and we are all very aware of the fickle mind. The mind, we heard so many instances from Radha Krishna Prabhu, how the mind is going everywhere when we start to chant. But there are some, he gave some techniques, but what we wanted to do is give you a very simple technique of how to bring attention to the holy name. So what we do is when we chant the holy name, we will do a group session. We want you to focus only on one thing, and that too also on just one mantra, which is Hare. So when you pick up your beads and you start to chant, I will prompt you to just listen to the first Hare. The most important thing in chanting is to hear the holy name. The holy name enters through our ears and goes through our heart, purifies our heart, and we speak out the Hare Krishna mantra. So what I would like you to do now is a way to control our attention is we will do a japa session together. You can chant at your own space, but I would like you to just focus on listening to the first Hare, and you will be amazed what happens. So we will start chanting, and I will prompt you, and maybe I will distract you. Your job is to focus, listen to the first Hare. Okay? You can chant however you, whatever rate you chant at or whatever speed. So, we can start now. Hare Krishna, listen to the first Hare. Focus on that first Hare. Listen to that first Hare. Listen to the first Hare. Be attentive to that first Hare. That is all you have to do. If you can listen to one mantra, you are very fortunate. Just listen to that first Hare. Listen to that first Hare. If your mind wanders, just bring it back to the next Hare. Don't lament. Don't get upset. Just go back to that first Hare. Just focus on that first Hare. Just listen to one mantra. If you can hear one mantra fully, you are very fortunate. You just have to listen to the mantra you are chanting now. If you can do that, you are very fortunate. When your mind wanders, just go back to that first Hare and start focusing. Just hear that first Hare. Srimati Radharani is very kind. She will help you hear the rest of the mantra. Focus on that first Hare. If you can hear one mantra, you are very fortunate. You only have to hear the mantra you are chanting now. You have nothing else to do. Just listen to the first Hare, the mantra you are focusing on now. You have nothing else to do. Just focus on the first Hare. You have nothing else to do. Just focus on the mantra you are chanting now, starting with the first Hare. So we'll finishing up. You can continue the same technique. When you finish your round, you can look up so I know that you are done. Keep focusing on the first Hare. So we are trying to chant in relation to Krishna. This is our relational chanting, not the mechanical chanting, where we are just trying to chant without any taste. So to develop taste, we have to develop this relationship with the holy name or with Krishna, and then calling out with help, for help. And this is our attitude. And as they say, our attitude of utter humility will determine our altitude. So if we pay attention to the first Hare and minimize the distractions, when the mind goes away, just bring it back to the first Hare. It's not a big endeavor. It's only a few mantras away. And in this way, we can focus our attention. And if we can remember to practice this technique, we didn't have time to do more, just one round. But if you keep practicing, then the retention will come. The practice will bring about the retention of the Lord's holy names. And hopefully that will guide us to perfection. And in this way, we can realize this, our beautiful relationship with the holy name. Before we finish, I just wanted to give a quick overview about what we learned so far. Yesterday, Maharaj just opened the retreat by describing the advent of the holy name, how the holy name enters, what are its attributes. And then today, yesterday Ritajuja Maharaj also gave us a very nice sutra for our retreat, so we can put things in different buckets. And then this morning, Rupad Swami described the essence, the seven essences of the holy name, of which he only covered three. And then we had devotees describe their journey with the holy name. And we had very nice chanting about the attributes of the holy name with the different devotees who sang the holy name and also particularly glorified the holy name, particularly the Kevalastaka. So in order to, usually it's a good idea to recap the day at the end of the day, but because of timing we are doing it now. So tomorrow is the 64 rounds day and the preparation begins today. So a few tips for those who haven't done it is take rest in time, which means that also do not eat a very heavy meal so you can wake up early. One thing which will work very well for you is if you chant the first set of 16 before Mangal Arati, the rest of the day will be a breeze. So if you can start early and chant at least some rounds, and it is a well-known practice if you chant at least the 16 rounds before you start chanting after the morning, after the Guru Vastakam prayers, it'll be easy. And then use this. Some of the techniques which the devotees described, Radha Krishna Prabhu and Shyamasundara Prabhu, that chant with people who are focused. If the mind wanders, you can also sing. You can sing the bhajans you have heard or think about the bhajans you've heard, and then you can go back. The devotees would be here too, so if you have difficulty, you can search for help. And now you have your partners. You can get inspiration from them. So just a few techniques before you go break for prasadam. So I wish you a very good appetite and much success in your retreat, that you can also attain your intention by the grace of Srila Prabhupada and our deities. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.